Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group's Tampa, Florida flagship station out of Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts, of course, with our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It borders over into our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers delivering all the mail wherever it needs to go. Also to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel where it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers out there delivering all across the country, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. Don't forget, you can also find us over on Getter. You can find us on Truth Social and find us on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's all one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have to offer. And when you're over there, you just might find this gentleman out there with all his great stuff that he's got, too. He's known as the Professor of Politics, and it's none other than Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. Happy Monday.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, thank you very much, boys and girls. We'll see you next hour. There we go. They're gone. All right. Now, you know, it's not a bad night tonight. It's not as warm as it's been. It's currently 71 degrees. Temperature's going to drop down into the 60s. We can handle that. But it's going to be a little bit cooler for the day and maybe tomorrow as well. So we'll get a couple of day reprieve on this warmer weather we've been getting, and that's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all, Captain. 56 degrees right here tonight.
It's too cold, Kyle.
That's right.
Put a log in the fire.
That's right.
All right. All right. Well, let's get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, what a hell of a weekend we've had. We've had literally Saturday night, the teenagers take over the streets of Chicago, and I mean thousands of them. were rushing a park to try to get to a park, which is where they're supposed to be able to go if they want to be out on the streets after 10 o'clock. And a cop said, nope, you can't make it in time. You got to go back where you came from. And it started a riot, I guess you could call it, because they started tearing things up, busting things up. They started attacking tourists that were walking on the streets. They had tourists that were coming down in buses that were being bused to the downtown area, back to their hotels and whatnot. And just an unbelievable sight. That was problem number one.
Well, that's right, Captain. And we understand that the first fatality was on Friday night in Chicago. This happened when somebody entered a business at about 8 p.m., opened fire into a crowd of people. I mean, this is indiscriminate at this point.
Well, what would you think would happen?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So some 25 people were wounded. We understand that 6 people were dead in the violence over the weekend in Chicago.
Now, that's number one. Number two was in Alabama. Apparently, there was a party with some football players at it and whatnot, and somebody went in there and went nutso in there.
Yes, exactly. We understand it was a late-night Sweet 16 birthday party celebration. It's at a dance studio in a small town called Dadeville, Alabama.
Which is somewhere near about 20 miles away from the campus of the University of Alabama, I understand.
Right. 4 people killed, 28 people wounded. Unprecedented, unbelievable numbers.
And that was the way the weekend was spent, again, with these out of touch, out of control. And these are young people, folks. These are young people. This isn't the old-timers out there doing this. And consequently, I don't know what the answer is, Kyle. I really don't.
No, well, exactly right. Well, to some degree, Captain, I think it does start in the home. It does start in bringing people up to respect the laws and to respect each other.
Well, we have to prosecute these people when we catch them to the fullest extent of the law. That's number one.
Well, certainly. That's right. There have to be major consequences for this kind of thing. This is becoming all too commonplace. And I think it is. It's a matter of the heart in many cases. People just don't have the restraint. They need that.
Right. And when we come back from this break, folks, which we're fixing to take, President Joe Biden is back from Ireland. But he's back on another vacation. Where did he go? Darn if I know, but we'll see if we can find out. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, we will take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow, by the way, has just about everything, including the kitchen sink, on sale at their MyPillow.com and MyStore.com websites. Now, I'm not exaggerating, folks, when I say just about everything's on sale. Go to the homepage. Go to MyPillow.com. Look at all of the buy one, get one items that are there. Look at all of the half-off priced items that are there. And then look at some of the discontinued stuff that's there that's marked down 80%. I mean, unbelievable. You can buy the slippers, discontinued slippers, which there's nothing wrong with them, for $25 a pair and save over $100 a pair on the slippers, up to 10 per sale. My goodness. You can go into business for yourself in a slipper business if you want to. But anyway, MyPillow.com, the promo code will always be the word captain, from MyPillow.com. If you want to call them up and talk to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call for more details, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code captain, and believe me, you're going to save a bunch of money on some of the stuff that you need to have anyway. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, we've been trying to look up and see where it is President Biden is going on his next little vacation and how long it's going to be or how short it's going to be. But in the meantime, we have another shooting story that's popped up, this one in Biloxi, Mississippi, where this time five people have been injured in a shooting in Biloxi, Mississippi. This happened last night, including a police officer.
That is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it happened apparently just an hour or so before we went on the air. And, I mean, this is just going wild. And what it is we have a certain element of our population which has no respect for human life. And I'm
you're right.
And I'm going to get very, very brash here in a statement. For those that have no respect for human life, if you come guns a-blazing into a store or wherever you come into, you're going to get taken out the same way you came in, more than likely, because somebody in that place where you're going is going to have a firearm.
Well, it seems, Captain, that that's, you know, people call that the Old West, but I'm sure that in the Old West, people would think twice about trying to bring out a gun and try to hurt somebody or take something that wasn't theirs. That's not to say that everybody should be carrying a gun. We should go back to the Old West, but there is that principle of uncertainty. That's what I think criminals don't have these days. They think everybody is a sitting duck.
I'm glad you mentioned the Old West. What was the worst crime you could do in the Old West and be hung for?
Horse thieving?
Horse stealing.
Yeah.
You stole a man's horse. You stole his transportation. You stole his livelihood if he needed it to plow the farm. Whatever the deal was. And you got hung.
Well, that's right. That's right. There's frontier justice and this kind of thing. But generally speaking, though, and those are consequences, obviously. And what we need these days, of course, are clear consequences and district attorneys that aren't going to try to make the criminals, the victims, let them back out so they can do more damage. We need to have enforcement.
Yeah. And again, folks, as I said, and I'll tease this and then I'll move on. President Biden, of course, returned from Europe, returned from Ireland, only to go on another vacation. Where that vacation is, what he's doing, I have no idea. It seems to be a little bit quiet and on a hush-hush, but maybe we can find out here before too long. We'll keep looking to see, right?
Right. Well, it may also be just a recovery from, you know, this was a pretty taxing trip, I think, that the president
what,
had.
What, too much ice cream and candy?
Well, just too much everything, too much going, it looks like. And we do know this, though, Captain. According to some statistics, it looks like up until about just about February, the end of February this year, President Biden spent some 303 days, that's roughly 40% of his presidency, actually on vacation. Now, a lot of this, of course, took place in Delaware, you know, where he's out of the White House, quote, on vacation.
Well, you know who was doing the same thing when he was president?
Who's that?
Obama.
Yeah. Well, that's right. So the idea, of course, is that obviously the White House goes wherever the president goes. There's no doubt about that. But Joe Biden, perhaps the pace and the pressure and just the overwhelming nature of being president, somebody who's at the top of their game on their best day, it's hard.
Maybe. Now, despite working in information technology within an intelligence wing of the Air Force, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira would not have legally had access to the classified information he's accused of leaking on a Discord server. Enter into the mix the former director of National Intelligence, Kash Patel, who said that there was someone else working with him. Yesterday we heard about a petty officer, a chief petty officer, who may have in fact been that person working with this young man, and if nothing else, giving him information about his research that he was doing or whatever the deal was. He might have got sucked up in the deal himself, don't know, but he was the man that was apparently passing more information along to this Air National Guardsman. This is not a done deal and not a story that's over with by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, no, I think many in the intelligence community or people who have been in the intelligence community thought early on that this seemed to be too easy, too good to be true, that this was just one person doing what they did. So I'm sure as the investigation expands and fans out, we'll get more information.
Well, we had, all of us had various intelligence ratings when we were in the military for different reasons. But it was usually need to know, and you weren't able to just open the door and walk into anywhere you wanted to walk into. And it sounded like this young man had more opportunity to be in places where he shouldn't have been at all. That's what it sounded like, but what do I know?
Well, I think this is one of the reasons, and this hopefully, Captain, transcends all politics, no matter what party is in control in the White House or what have you, and that has to do with a total review of how people are getting this access, what is compartmentalized, and can you traverse those compartments? That's a very good question.
Compartments, huh? Okay. You sound like you're in a submarine.
Right. Well, the compartmentalization of information. Not everybody's going to have access to everything, which is exactly what you're talking about.
That's correct.
You know, yeah, he shouldn't have.
And they do that intentionally, by the way.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And for good reason. So if some of these barriers and the Pentagon's actually even said already that their protocols had broken down, basically, this is serious business.
Now, the boys from Congress, the Republican boys and girls from Congress, are taking one of their committees, along with Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is going to be giving a Monday speech at the New York Stock Exchange. He's going to lay out the conditions that Republicans want Democrats to agree with in exchange for the movement of the debt ceiling. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Jordan's committee is going up there to interview victims of crime.
Well, right. The idea, of course, is to keep the stories coming out, these terrible stories of people who are being impacted by crime, the lack of enforcement and the lack of consequences and the lackadaisical attitude, it seems, from the Attorney General on down to the various DAs. It simply has to stop. And the only way to get movement on that, I think, is to make the public constantly aware of what this real impact is.
Well, we need to understand what's going on in our cities and what the police department is not able to do because there's not enough cops on the street again. And they seem to be concentrating in other areas other than where the crime happens to be happening, which is not all that great. With the Democratic National Convention coming to Chicago, they are now very concerned over the delegates that will be coming from the airport to the hotels downtown and what their safety may or may not be like.
Well, sure. Yeah, because that's a real-world problem. You know, again, the Democrats only rely primarily on messaging about anything. It's like crime's bad. Say, oh, no, crime's not bad. It's all in the message to them.
Yeah, they get a bunch of their delegates beat up. They'll find out how bad it is and what it'll do for their party. All right, we'll be back with more right after this message on the way out here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. In the wake of two more mass shootings in the USA this weekend, including at a Sweet 16 party in Alabama where four people were killed, President Biden says gun violence is, quote, outrageous and unacceptable. Evacuation orders put in place days ago for residents affected by a recycling plant fire in Richmond, Indiana, have been lifted. The announcement came Sunday following last week's toxic blaze, which sent thick black smoke over the area. The defamation suit trial brought against Fox News by Dominion Voting Systems is expected to start this week. However, the trial has been delayed until Tuesday, the court announced on Sunday night. The Super Mario Brothers movie continues to rule North American box offices. The film, based on the popular video game, earned $87 million in its second weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it right away and remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every single day. The reason I take it is simple. It works. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, I've been taking it for well over 10 years right now. And I will tell you that I've been just pleasantly surprised with the results of this product. It never ceases to amaze me how the inflammation or the pain or the swelling that I've got will come up in my leg and be there. And then suddenly I can get rid of it by taking Relief Factor, which is really a blessing in disguise all by itself if you've known what I've been through over the years, because it's not fun. It is not fun. Now, that being said, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Start out with a 1995 3-week quick start. Get it in your system. See what it does for you. If it works, then boom. You just take it automatically. After that, it'll come to you every month, and you don't need to worry about nothing. No fuss, no muss, as they say. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Why? Because in the words of Kyle Warren,
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, jingo, by golly, projector, or something like that. All you have to lose is pain. You betcha. And it works, folks. I'm telling you, the doggone stuff works. Okay, Kyle, let me see here. We got a phone call. I believe it's Mr. Magic Mike over there in Clearwater. So there, Magic, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? And good morning, Kyle. So, Kyle, every time I turn on the radio now, all I ever hear is, if President Trump gets the nomination and he goes head-to-head with Biden, he's going to lose because he just doesn't have enough of the independent voter votes. And I think that this is bull garbage. I think this is just stuff that they're spewing to try and discourage people from voting for the president, former president, I should say. But my question is, you know, we know that there's a certain number of people that are gone, that there's no help for them. They'll vote Democrat no matter what happens. But do you think enough of the independents are going to say, you know, the inflation is up, everything, the cost of everything is up, are the Pentagon with these leaks, you know, we've had enough. Do you think people are finally going to come to their senses and realize the mistake they made going almost 3 years ago now? And do you think the former president does have a chance to clinch this as long as he keeps his, personality in check and doesn't say or do anything stupid, which he's been known to do? And thank you so much, Kyle. I'd like to know what you think.
Okay, Kyle, go for it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. I really do think it's going to be a combination, or would be a combination. It would be a combination, number one, of world events and national events, because as you mentioned, everybody is looking at the inflation. Everybody's looking at the set of circumstances for their own individual lives that have been made worse by the Biden administration, by the Democrat policies, rising interest rates, you name it. And then you also have the Trump factor. Trump can play on all these things. He can say, I told you so. But I think you're actually right. The idea is that President Trump, former President Trump, is going to have to play to those independents. He's going to have to tone it down a little bit in the sense of some of the things that he does when he goes off on a tangent. And that's I'm not saying that to be mean. I think that that's one of the reasons. I think that you've got some Democrats and you've also got independents who desperately want a reason to vote for Trump. He just needs to give that to them.
Okay, well, let me add something to it. Number one, Donald Trump is his own worst enemy. If he opens his mouth, he has to have his brain in gear. You can't keep calling people little kid names and play in the big leagues. It doesn't work that way. People are sick of that. They're absolutely sick of that nonsense, calling people like Ron DeSantis names or Nikki Haley names or even Mike, the former Secretary of State, Pompeo, names before he decided that he wasn't going to get into it. It's just, he's his own worst enemy here. And if he doesn't adhere to the message, you know, the independents, they want to hear solutions. They don't want to hear somebody calling a name, okay, because they don't like them, they don't get along with them or whatever. And call me crazy, call me stupid, call me whatever, but that's just my opinion about it. Now, what do you think about that?
No, I think you're absolutely right. The Donald Trump believed that he got to the White House by running the kind of campaign he ran in 2016. He had a lot of freedom in the sense that he could say, take a chance. So what have you got to lose? You know, you're just going to have the same old thing with Hillary, for example, and the Democrats, and that really helped. And he was a little free, as you mentioned here, with the name calling. But all that is tamped down. We've gone through COVID. We've gone through a lot of serious things. We've got serious economic problems, serious foreign policy problems. And I think you're exactly right. He has to exclude doing the name calling and simply provide practical things saying, here's what I did before. This is what worked. Here's how we're going to get interest rates down. Here's how we're going to get energy costs down. Here's how we're going to make your dollars go further. And we're going to cut your taxes. You know, this kind of thing. And if he just sticks to that, I think he could bring people around. But it's going to be a long haul.
There's a very novel idea in politics called, if you've got one, run on your record. He's got a very good record. He doesn't have to badmouth anybody for the things that he did. It's all documented. We all know what the price of gasoline was. We all know what the price of clothing and food was. We all know how good we had it when he was around. And we all know that that can all come back again. But he's got to grow up, put his big boy pants on, and stop calling people names.
Well, that's right. And to another point that Mike was talking about, the Democrats believe that if Trump were to get the nomination, which he very well can, especially if you have more people get into the race, because it dilutes the votes.
Yeah.
But they really do believe that Trump will continue to do these kinds of things. They're banking on it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wish that he would understand he could go the opposite direction and fool them to some degree.
Yeah, and Mike, you need to get out more often and check and see what some of these groups are doing so you can see for your own eyes and ears what it is that's being discussed, because what I'm saying is what I hear all the time when I go to these different groups.
Well, that's right.
They're not all in lockstep agreement with Donald Trump, trust me.
No, that's the thing. So it's not just come in and pick up the nomination and pick up the presidency again based on Biden. It's based on Trump.
He has to earn it.
Right. And precisely. The American people deserve and literally will accept nothing less. That's why there is a possibility for some dark horse, right? A Republican candidate who could materialize this kind of stuff.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned dark horse, because here's where we get into the Democrats and the Republicans. Democratic-run cities are crumbling by design, right?
Sure.
To the Marxist ideology funded by Mr. George Soros, which is running amok in America, correct?
Right.
Now, Rudy Giuliani has come out and said a lot of things over the weekend. He's going to be in New York today also with the speaker, and he's going to be at some of these meetings that they're going to have with the people, the victims, that is. And Monday's House GOP field, the hearing, field hearing in New York City, is going to put on display for all the American people exactly what Rudy Giuliani has said. Once again, Rudy Giuliani, who's somebody who doesn't always get the respect he should, is going to be absolutely 100% correct in what he's been saying about these Democratic cities and what's happening to the people that are there. They're not safe.
No, of course they're not safe. All you have to do is watch the evening news. And again, these are these practical things that you can't hide. But the messaging is going to be there. We just saw a major example of that. Gavin Newsom trying to tell everybody how great it is in California.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Hold that thought, and we'll tell everybody how great it is in Cleveland, Ohio here in a minute. And good morning, Cleveland. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying hello to you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Singing in the background. You like this, huh?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, actually.
Well, I like... Go ahead.
I really like Rock and Roll Fantasy.
Well, I went looking for this song, and it was funny because the groups that showed up were not Bad Company, and I had to go down the list to find Bad Company, and I was trying to remember who did it, and I said, it wasn't the Kinks. No, it wasn't XYZ or whoever the group was, the rock group that popped in there. No, it wasn't Joan Jett. And then I finally found it after going down the list about seven or eight deep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that goes back to 1979. Their album title was a cool album title. It was called Desolation Angels. And that's Paul Rodgers who wrote and sang that. And
Desolation Angels.
That's the name of their album.
Wow.
And, that's a great, it's almost a rock anthem kind of thing. It's really stood the test.
Okay, well, let me just start a little bit. Wintry weather is persisting in the Great Lakes, which I tell you where the snowstorm is tonight. There's a new system in the northwest that's coming ashore again, from Washington State down through Oregon. And it's not quite ready to hit Northern California, but it will within a couple of days. But right now, tonight, over tomorrow, you definitely will see it in Washington State and Oregon. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we see the rain out there in the Pacific Ocean. This is all well off the coast there, and you're right, could be making its way in here in another couple of days or so. But this morning, what we're looking at is especially if you're in the Seattle area, it looks like you do have a little bit of rain around Seattle and just in that general area right there, so be careful there. But that's really kind of the only rain that we really see on the map right now, except for down in the south eastern quadrant of Washington near Dayton. We've got some rain mixed in with snow right now. And then we have wind advisories. This is going to be happening up in western and northern Nevada, going over to a little bit of northern California up towards Susanville. This is going to be a wind advisory in place Monday. There's one that's expiring yesterday on Sunday, but from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday, we continue with the wind advisories. Wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour expected, so you want to be aware of that if you have a high-profile vehicle coming out I-80, or basically all the way to the border with Utah, so do be aware of that. We continue in northern Montana aerial flood advisories. Again, flooding could be caused by snow melt up in the northern parts of Big Sky Country. Then we've got, generally speaking, we've got some fire weather watches and bad dry conditions for the eastern half of Colorado, and then down into the northern part of New Mexico, where strong westerly winds are expected. So again, high-profile vehicles, please be advised and aware of that. More next hour. Back to you, Captain.
Well, folks, there is a winter storm warning tonight. Are you ready, Kyle?
Yep.
For all of Lake Michigan.
Wow.
Now, I did say all of Lake Michigan. It's not on the, it's right along the edge of the shoreline a little bit, a couple different places in Wisconsin. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, for sure. A couple of places along the side, on the western side of the mainland of Michigan. Northern part of Michigan, a little bit of snow. But the storm itself and the warning is directly over Lake Michigan. So, if you're a boat or an airplane or a life raft or a canoe, don't get on the lake, right?
Yeah, under no circumstances. Yep.
Right. Now, moving over to North Dakota, we've got more rain tonight across about half or two-thirds of North Dakota from the Canadian border. I'm down to South Carolina, I-29, Fargo, all the way up to Minot. Again, rain to the north and the east of the Twin Cities, up into Duluth, where there is up just north of Duluth. We've got a little bit of that winter storm stuff hanging in up there. We've got some fog tonight down in the northeastern corner of Kansas, which means just north of Kansas City. So be advised of that. We have some unsettled weather in the Midwest for Iowa, for Indiana, and Illinois. And it looks like as if we might have some trouble brewing down around the Gulf with some windy conditions down there that could bring some rain later in the day. And moving up the East Coast, we do have some fog from Jersey down to Delaware, and then it kind of skipjacks around the bottom part of Jersey over into Maryland, and then skipjacks on down to Virginia. That's about it for all of that. But in the meantime, you need to pay attention today to the conditions up along the northern route, I-90, I-94. Things might be breaking down and changing as there is some weather that's coming in off the northwest. It'll probably take a day or two to get over east of the Rockies anyway. But I'm wondering where the snowstorm over Lake Michigan is going to go, and it looks like it's going to go east.
Yes, it looks that way, yes.
All right. So, Pilot and Flying J, Kyle, why do we go there?
Well, Captain, you know, we talked about things standing the test of time. Well, the Pilot and Flying J travel centers, they certainly have stood the test of time for over 60 years. They've been making things better for our trucker friends and for traveler friends all across the highways and byways of the land. And if you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can use their locations function to find out the nearest location to you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And before you truck on in there, be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. With that, you can start earning points of up to 4 gallons, up to 4 points per gallon when using the My Rewards Plus app. When you do things like reserve your parking space, you can also earn bonus points as well. So you want to check that out. There's all other kinds of great offers you can get, other great information that you can use for the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Again, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States, and they're investing every single day because they've listened to truckers and travelers, and they're doing everything to make the Pilot and Flying J travel centers even better. So truck on in today, pilotflyingj.com.
Right, and tell them the captain sent you and see if you can get some of that great fried chicken, those chicken strips. They got the chicken tenderloins and the potatoes, the fried potatoes. Oh, my goodness. And they're deep fried, roasted. Boy, are they good.
Well, they sure are. They sure are. And, of course, also, even if you're just looking for the best.
And I'm not sharing.
That's right. Well, even if you're just looking for a cup of coffee, we think you'll agree they've got the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate.
Yep, like I said, I'm not going to share. No way, ain't happening. But
that's right.
I might have a cup of coffee one of these times when I stop by because I'm going to be going on the 6th of May. I'm going to be taking a trip over to Sanford, east of Orlando. And I've got two Flying J's I'm going to have to go by, and I plan on hitting at least one of them, if not both.
All right, very cool. Very cool.
One on the way over and one on the way back.
Well, exactly. Nothing sounds better than that because they are waiting for people, and they're ready for you to truck on in.
They are. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics, as we come back with hour number two here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot more news coming your way, and we'll check the latest headlines for you, too. Right now, your local stations are going to identify themselves and give you some news.
Of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.